Chapter 20, The Greatness of Our God.
From the representations given by the Holy Spirit to his prophets, let us learn the greatness of our God. The prophet Isaiah writes, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, Jehovah of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin expiated." Read in Isaiah 6, verses 1-7, ARV, C margin. There is none like unto thee, O Jehovah. Thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who should not fear thee, O King of the nations? Jeremiah 10, 6-7, ARV. O Jehovah, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou searchest out my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Jehovah, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Psalms 139, verses 1-6, ARV. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Psalms 147, verse 5. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Daniel 2, 22. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory for ever. Acts 15:18 and Romans 11:34-36. Unto the King eternal, incorruptible, invisible, who only hath immortality, dwelling in light unapproachable, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to him be honor and power eternal. 1 Timothy 1:17, margin, 6:16, ARV. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He hath compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. Job 26, 7-10. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stilleth the sea with his power. By his spirit the heavens are beauty. His hand hath pierced the gliding serpent. Lo, these are but the outskirts of his ways, and how small a whisper do we hear of him, but the thunder of his power who can understand? Job 26, 11-14, ARV, margin. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Nahum 1:3. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? Psalms 113, 5-6. Great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Of the glorious majesty of thine honor, and of thy wondrous works will I meditate, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. All thy works shall give thanks unto thee, O Jehovah, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glory of the majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. My mouth shall speak the praise of Jehovah, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Psalms 145, verses 3 to 21, ARV.